Herbert Smith, Freehill specialist in technology and cyber attacks, have been running masterclasses on cyber attacks, data breaches and protection. This is an area of real importance for individuals and their privacy, and of course businesses that can be undermined by data breaches, with stories of offenders demanding a ransom for a business to avoid key information being disseminated. To tell us a bit more about the issues, I'm joined on the line by Rowan Isaacs. He's the head of technology and privacy practice at Herbert Smith Freehills. Thanks very much, Rowan, for joining us. So how widespread are cyber attacks and what sort of impact do they have on the affected businesses?
Well, they're extremely widespread and they're increasing. There's a saying that's been said in various different ways, and most people have heard it. It really boils down to the two kinds of businesses in the world, those that have been hacked and those that don't know they've been hacked. So it's affecting every business, every person. Barely a day goes by where, you know, each of us as individuals don't receive an email or something like that attempting to breach our sort of private cyber defenses, whether it's someone who is sending you an email trying to get access to your bank account, there are romance scams that go on. As for businesses, they're under constant threat of attack.
Yes.
And it's why cyber risk needs a seat at the boardroom table.
So I understand that you have clients from the private and public sector and you give advice on ICT matters. Just in a bit more depth, give us a flavour of the services that you provide to your clients.
Well, on the cyber risk side, what we do is we help clients understand their cyber risk. We do a lot of training for clients. I mean, one of the very big areas of weakness is the staff of a company. Staff are human beings. They're liable to be gulled into doing something silly, you know, clicking on attachments from an unknown email address, not critically looking at an email, for example, to determine whether it's from a legitimate sender. So we do a lot of training of staff, and then when data breaches happen, we work with clients to deal with the fallout.
Yes.
And that includes dealing with the public. How does the company explain to the public what has happened, as well as, of course, the legal liabilities that attach to the data breach.
Yeah. Here in South Africa, there's the Protection of Personal Information Act. What does that say about businesses or organizations that hold people's information and their obligation in terms of the information they hold?
So POPI, as the Act is often referred to, the first thing I think to say is that its operative provisions aren't actually in force, although a lot of companies are behaving essentially as if it is enforced.
Hmm.
They, you know, have a need to demonstrate that they take privacy seriously.
Yes.
And what POPI does is it deals with personal information, which is essentially information that makes a living, natural person or a corporate person, a legal person, identifiable. And what it says is that one needs to take reasonable and appropriate technical and organizational measures to do things like prevent unauthorized access to personal information. So the Act is drafted broadly in that sense, as it should be. I mean, it doesn't align to a particular standard because standards change over time.
Yes.
Also, you know, different industries may have varying requirements. So what might be reasonable and appropriate, let's say a banking or a medical environment, may be different from what is reasonable and appropriate in a retail environment. Just one thing that people should know about this is that if you have met the standards that POPI requires you to meet, then despite the fact that you may suffer a data breach, you won't be liable. So the requirements of the Act are not strict. It merely requires you to meet the standards of reasonable and appropriate steps.
Hmm.
If you do that, you're covered.
So when you advise companies about what sort of systems they need to put in place, what do you advise them that they need, and does it usually come with a high price tag?
Well, what I tend to do is to stick to my knitting. So I'm a lawyer, and I don't say that I'm sufficiently qualified to tell a client what technical system to put in place.
Yes.
But I advise them to seek advice from IT security experts. What I will say for them is that you've got to assess the data that you hold, and the kind of risks to which you're exposed so that you can determine what is reasonable and appropriate for you. As I was saying just now, you know, if you're a bank, for example, you probably wouldn't do the same thing that a small retail store would do.
Yes.
You know, obviously you have more resources at your disposal.
That's
generally.
That's right, yeah.
To acquire higher levels of security. You're potentially more at risk from cyber criminals. You know, so I think you would look at it differently than a small retailer might. You know, I mean, that's really what I focus on when talking to clients.
That was Rowan Isaacs. He's the head of tech and privacy practice at Herbert Smith Freehills.